This is the Power Walk Ministries broadcast, and our current series brought to you by Reverend Paul Cannings is titled Forging Ahead. Today, Reverend Cannings challenges us to actively seek God. Rather than be overwhelmed, fearful, or confused about various challenges and situations in life, Reverend Cannings urges us to cry out to God for His help. Here he is now with the second message in the series titled Seeking God.
One of the things that seems so insensitive when you say it to people in the midst of difficult situations is, let us just seek the Lord and seek His will. It sounds so subjective, so non-relevant to the issues that the person is facing. I mean, some people have lost both parents, couldn't be there. Some people have lost their children in the midst of this horrible virus. And you say, seek the Lord? How could I say that? Are you just really not focus, or are you just living in a whole different world? It seems so subjective, so insensitive. That's how it is in the days of Isaiah. To say with an army seeking to come destroy you, and the Syrian army was not something to play with. Okay, they're brutal. When they come, they kill your wife, children, they don't care. They're going to dominate you to put fear in your heart so that when they start sending people to say, do this, you'll run and do it in 2 seconds. The northern kingdom, under siege. Southern kingdom, it's coming. And Isaiah is going to say, seek the Lord? Are you serious? Sometimes these things seem irrelevant, but I want you to see today why God would put us there. And here's the first thing, as yesterday we did the introduction to this. Why is this huge? Why is this important? Why is this significant to a believer's life? Why is something that we cannot take for granted? Why is this something that we cannot be distracted from? Why is something that it could corrupt us and cause our walk with God to become fragile to the point where God says, I just will stop prompting you through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that's a dangerous road for a person to take. They don't experience the love of God the same way. John chapter 15 and many other passages of Scripture explains. So yesterday, we addressed this. Today, as irrelevant as this may seem, I want us to understand that this is the passion, because the only fight a believer has, it's not the wife or the husband or the job or health issues or any of these things, or facing death. The only fight we have is the fight of faith. Will I believe in what God says, or will I not? And the only thing He rewards in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 is faith. So there's no way around that. And that's why we need to learn what this word means. I don't want to rush through this. Lord willing, we will finish this by the end of the week, or we pick a new passage if we're done earlier. In verse 6 of chapter 55 of the book of Isaiah, it says this, seek ye the Lord. He didn't say seek ye God. He said the Lord. Yeah, you could seek Him because He has a covenant with you, so therefore He can be found. For us, the covenant is on Calvary's cross. Blood shed on Calvary's cross. Jesus rose and sit at the right hand of the Father. And once I accept Him, because I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and I believe Him in my heart, I'm committed to turn my life over to Him. The Holy Spirit is poured into us at the point of salvation. So once that takes place, the Bible says, I'm saved. And now I have a connection to God through Jesus Christ. With God, Ephesians chapter 2 says, I'm at peace. God ain't angry with me anymore. It's Christ, through the ministry of the Holy Spirit inside of me, is seeking to establish peace as a fruit of the Spirit because I choose to live in the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit convicts, seek to change my life and move it in different directions, with Christ making intercession for us. So the Bible is teaching us that because of that covenant, I don't have to worry about Him being there when I seek. I don't have to worry about it. If I seek to find my way home, I don't have to worry about it moving when it's paid off. If I paid my taxes, even when it's paid off, it's not going anywhere unless, obviously, storms or whatever. But it's not going anywhere. So my job is to keep trying to find a way home because it stays there. What Isaiah is saying here, seek the Lord, speaking to Jews, have a covenant with God. He's saying He can be found. That's automatic. Now, what is this seeking? Here's the first thing about it. Seeking is to inquire of God. That's the first thing. Now, there's a sense of urgency here. This is not something you kind of do on Sunday morning. Not something I do in my devotions. Not something I do when things are rough and I need to go pray. No, he's not saying that. He's saying my life is always has an urgency about it, and that each and every moment of the day, that's why Paul would say pray without ceasing, I am inquiring of God. As a pastor, people are walking in my office. I'm asking God, please give me wisdom. This couple may have high respect for me, and what I say, they may go out and do. So would you bring verses back to my mind? Would you give me wisdom so that whatever I say to this couple or this person that they go out to implement does not damage their lives in any way? So what are we doing? Seeking him. I'm inquiring. I'm thinking. There's a sense of urgency there. Sometimes my son's calling me. What's going on? Text me before you call me. I want to know what's going on so I can think through it and process it. Why? Because there's a sense of urgency that no place else is worth going to. He's got all the answers. He says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 4, I've given you everything you need for life and godliness through the word of God. Everything is everything. There's no guesswork here. There's no gray area. God has given us what the concept we must maintain. Like he says, go worship me. He must do it and do not neglect the assembling of the believers together. He says that in Hebrews chapter 10. He's already said that. It's a done deal. Now, whether it's 8 o'clock or 11 o'clock service, once I come to the truth, I see the freedoms that he has given me. And I have the freedom because I live in the power of the Holy Spirit to go do it without the interference of the flesh. So that's why he's saying it's all there. Even if it's a concept, go marry somebody that's saved. He doesn't say they have to be 6 foot. He doesn't say they have to be Halle Berry. He's saying go marry somebody that is saved, period. That's it. So God has given us freedom. The issue is you'll know them by their fruit. So what the fruit look like when a person is saved? Now I got to go check that out in the scripture. So guess what I'm doing? Seeking. I'm inquiring of God. I got to make sure that they're not just saying that I'm saved, because many say, Lord, Lord, but few enter into the kingdom of heaven. So the Bible is saying, don't listen to their confession. Look at their fruit. So until I see the fruit in the person that I now go inquire of God to understand, because there's an urgency there that God, I can't go make any decisions without you. Even as a pastor, I can't. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17, he says it. He says, the word of God has equipped the man of God for every good work. Every good work. It's just constantly seeking God about each thing that he places upon me to see if that's what he wants for his church, because he is the head of the church. I am his servant to make sure that gets done the way he describes it to get done. Those are his children and not mine. To understand, the Bible is literally providing us all of this, and he's saying the fact that I know he can be found because I have a covenant with him, and the fact that he is always present and the Holy Spirit lives inside of me and I live in heavenly places, it's for me to find the experience of God each and every day, the power of God each and every day, the wisdom of God each and every day as I live my life. That is what I'm seeking for. So no matter if I'm weak, I find strength. So it's urgency. It's an inquiry into God. And this is the main thing here within this passage of scripture. You can't just take this for granted because it's huge. And I want you to see how huge it is. Turn with me to Jeremiah 29, verse 13 through verse 14, if you can. And this is what it's going to say. And he shall seek me and find me when he shall search for me with all your heart. Watch this carefully. And I will be found, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. He says in Amos chapter 5, verse 4, he says, this is what the Lord says to the house of Israel, seek me and live. What does Christ come to give us? Life, and life abundantly. He didn't come to give us living. I pay the bills, I go home, I go to job, I take care of my family. No, that's living. He's talking about life and life abundantly. Then that only happens when I seek him. So there's a sense of urgency. There's a need to inquire of him. The third thing is I need to see that this is something I must do because he's the only one with the answers. And so therefore it brings up the fourth thing. It is purposeful. I'm not just going, okay, Lord, I'm seeking you, this aimless approach. God, why am I single for 30 years? God, I've been asking for 30 years to be married. God, why? Seek him for that. Why does God allow that? Rather than just let my life be a waiting situation and I'm just living, not experiencing life, I'm going to God seeking him purposefully. God, why is my marriage just not getting along? The older it gets, it seems like the simpler it should be. Why would we drift apart over the years rather than come together? People may ask that question. Ah, God, how do I keep my relationship with you fresh? How do I keep it from not becoming a humdrum Christianity? Ah, now I'm seeking God. Now I'm going before God. How do I keep the path that he would talk about in Hebrews 10 fresh and new? It, literally, because he's the one that has all the answers, my seeking is purposeful. I don't just go to the Bible and have devotions. I go over the issues that I face, and I seek the Lord for wisdom on them. And I stay the course until I get what he is saying. It tells me that my heart is sincere about seeing him as my only answer. I actually learned this from my grandkids. They are so purposeful when they have something they want, and they would stay with you until they get it because they believe you're it. Ain't nobody else. They don't go to their cousins or their brothers and sisters. They come to you, and they stay there. Could I do this? Why can't I do it? Well, could we do it tomorrow then? They see that person as the only issue that they have to go through to get this done, and they will fix their minds on that process. When we seek the Lord this way, it drives the Holy Spirit to develop powerfully in our lives. So guess who we end up walking in? The Spirit, and not in our worries, our frustrations, our anger, our disappointments, our grief. Therefore, we don't end up distracted so we could forge our way ahead. And then the Spirit brings us what? Peace. So in the midst of all kinds of problems, I find strength. The Spirit brings what? Joy. So in the midst of it, I could live carefree, because that's why Paul, in the worst time of his life, would say, be anxious for nothing, because he's approached his life pressing towards the mark. I pray to you that you stay focused.
Amen, Dr. Cannings. Only one with the answers. If we simply call on him and fully entrust him with our lives. Now, if this message has been a blessing to you, and you'd like to obtain a copy for yourself or for a loved one, then please call us at 281-260-7402. Again, that's 281-260-7402. You can also visit us online at powerwalkministries.org for all of our ministry resources.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Cannings. It's been a pleasure coming into your home, maybe your car. It's been a blessing to serve you. And I hope that you will become a partner as we seek to continue to serve God in an effective manner. Many times he opens up so many doors, but what we lack is resources to get it done. Oh, you can't go through every door, but you know the ones that are great fit for our ministry to touch lives. So I pray that you will become a Power Walk partner as we power walk together to impact lives. Thank you for listening. It's been a blessing serving you.
Once again, our web address is powerwalkministries.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 920517, Houston, Texas 77092. And now remember, when we seek God, we make way for the Holy Spirit to develop in our lives. And he then enables us to respond to others and to our circumstances in a Christ-like manner.